to the Prefect Perspective. I'm your host, Erin, and today we're going to be talking about body positivity. I'm joined by our head girl, Sophie.
Hi.
Deputy head girl, Amy.
Hiya.
And our charity prefect, Sophia.
Hi.
So January is probably the hardest month of the year to have a mindset of body positivity or even just body neutrality.
This is due to a combination of social media, toxic diet culture, and unhealthy New Year's resolution.
Looking at social media, I think it's really important to remember that you can choose what you're seeing on social media. It's like social media should be inspiring you, not putting you down. So if you're scrolling through your feed and it's it just makes you feel rubbish, then just unfollow those people. I think it's so important to kind of think about who you are following and be like, well, why am I following this person if it just makes me feel rubbish?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that you only see a snapshot of people's lives. Like, on social media, people look like they're having the best time and they kind of appear perfect, but nobody is. Like, there is such a big story behind all of those photos that you have no idea about.
Behind, like, every one photo, there's probably about 100 that people have just, like, put in the bin, discarded. Our bodies aren't perfect, and kind of this Instagram model isn't like that the whole time. So it's really important that, like, we put that into perspective.
And also remember that a lot of things are photoshopped.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There are loads of techniques that, like, models use to kind of, like, lift something up to kind of hide stuff that they don't want you to see. So, yeah, it's definitely important to think that, don't take it at face value.
Yeah, definitely. So when looking at things like diet culture, it's something you need to be quite careful with. And how do we choose particular diets? You know, is it going to be safe for your body? Are you consuming the right things that you need to get through the day?
When we're talking about diet culture, we're not talking about a diet that you go on because you feel it's morally right or you have an allergy or whatever. We're talking about diet cultures, things that put kind of thinness over your actual health. I think it's so important to remember what foods you have to be eating every day to keep yourself sustained. Like being like, I'm going to go on a no carb diet. Well, you can't. That's not sustainable. You have to eat those foods. And so I think it's so important to think, like, why are you choosing to do this? And obviously there's choosing to eat more healthily. And then there's diet culture, which is kind of the not sustainable situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, on Instagram, you see lots of advertisements for things like skinny teas or skinny shakes or whatever. These are often just full of laxatives and they're really not healthy for you. So just stay away from them. They're literally just the way for all these big companies to exploit people's insecurities. And often this is all going to teenagers, and obviously your bodies are all still developing, so it's even more dangerous.
And I think it is quite hard to kind of, if you are in that mindset, it is hard to get out of it. But I think one of the big things that is so easy to do, but I think it's really important for us to do, is to start complimenting on your friends on things other than how they look.
Yeah, it's often so much more meaningful to compliment someone on something they put a lot of time or effort into. So something like, oh, you're such a good guitar player, something like that is often worth a lot more than a sort of superficial comment about their appearance.
So I think when talking about, obviously, the new year 2021, a lot of people have the tendencies to make New Year's resolutions. But a lot of the time, these resolutions are based around things that we hate about ourselves rather than what we love about ourselves. And a lot of them can be quite unrealistic and unattainable. So I think it's really important to be setting ourselves healthy resolutions that are more filled with positive messages. For example, if you're saying that, oh, I want to cut out all bad foods, maybe say, no, instead I want to eat in moderation, or include New Year's resolutions that are more kind of about yourself, maybe spending time reflecting each day on a journal or something, having some me time, just things that are kind of more beneficial for your mental health as well as for body positivity.
That's a big thing, like changing the mindset of New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions shouldn't be like New Year, New Me. It should be like, what things have I done last year that I love and that are making me feel better that I want to carry through into the new year?
Also, try not to put so much pressure on yourself to maintain your resolutions constantly or even come up with one. We're all going through a really hard time at the moment, obviously, with lockdown. So maybe your only resolution is just get through this year. That is more than enough on its own.
Yeah, another thing with lockdown is that we can't do a lot of the things that would normally make us happy, whether that's playing netball in a team or, you know, going to the theatre with your friends. You can't do those types of things. So trying to find a mechanism that can make you happy at the moment is just something small that you can hold on to or do every day just to give you that little boost of happiness. It's something that's really going to help getting you
Yeah,
through the rest of
definitely.
lockdown.
Something that's quite hard to get the right balance with is exercise. So obviously we need to exercise to stay healthy, but you also want to make sure you've got a positive, healthy mindset when you're working out and that you don't go too far and over-exercise. Exercise should never really be about losing weight. It's all about moving your body, having some fun, and it also improving your mental and physical health. It decreases anxiety and you get that endorphin rush at the end of a workout. That's always an instant mood booster. You don't need to be doing HIIT workouts or all the time or at all even. You just find a form of exercise that you really enjoy, whether it's running or dancing or yoga. There's so many different things you could do. Just find something that makes you happy.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing I'd say is that when we look at exercise, you may think, oh my gosh, that's so hard. I could never do that. But you know what? We all have to start somewhere. And even if you're doing your first sit-up and you can't get your back off the floor, we have to start somewhere. And it's really important that we're not afraid to exercise or push ourselves or do something that we see other people doing and we think could be fun. Let yourself do it.
It is so important for it to be fun. So, like, if you hate going for a run, then don't go for a run. Find a different form of exercise that you like. Keep on trying different types of exercise until you find something that you're like, oh, I actually really enjoy this. Because there will be something. Running definitely isn't for everybody. So find something that you like and that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I definitely say that I'm definitely not a sporty person, but I think definitely during this lockdown, it's so important to get outside and get some exercise. Get up from your chair that you've been sitting on for hours on end, slogging away at your schoolwork, and actually get out there and get moving. And you'll see the benefits in your mental health as well when you go outside and you get like a fresh perspective in the countryside and or even wherever you live, you know.
When we exercise, something that's really important as well as exercising is getting the right rest, because as much as you're pushing your body, you need to make sure you're rehabilitating your body. So sleeping is like the most magical thing you can do for your body. And if you sleep off a good workout, you're going to really feel the benefits. But not just that, if you want to have an off day, do some meditating, do some stretching. It's going to help your body just as much as going on a big marathon run.
And also, when we talk about exercise, I sometimes think that it feels like you have to do something massive. Like it has to be really hard work, you have to be sweating and everything. But it could literally be going for a walk around a garden. That's still getting out of your chair and doing something different, and it will make you feel better.
Stick on some of your favorite music and jump around. I mean, that'll get your heart rate going.
So hopefully you found that helpful. And remember, you don't even have to love your body every
day. If body positivity is too hard for you at the moment,
it's a lot easier to practice body neutrality or body acceptance. Thank you for listening. And if you have any requests or suggestions for future podcasts, then you can DM us on the Prefect Instagram or email me at e.price@not.gdst.net. Bye for now.
bye.
Bye.
Bye.